Tom Appel joins us now, Consumer Automotive. And Tom, it's always great to chat with you. And ahead of a big snowstorm, I've got some real dumb questions about cars in the snow, okay?
Okay.
Well, so like, we're not all the most car savvy people. You obviously are. I bought a car this year. It's a Toyota RAV4. I love it, and it works great, and it's a hybrid. I have literally no idea how it performs in the snow. It's probably something I should have asked before I bought it. Are there simple things people can do to look up how their car performs in the snow ahead of a big storm like this?
Yeah, if you don't know, it's worth knowing if your vehicle is front-wheel drive, all-wheel drive, or rear-wheel drive. Additionally, if your vehicle is all-wheel drive or four-wheel drive, it's worth knowing how to engage that system if it isn't on all the time.
I think that that's where some of my confusion came in. I had an Xterra once where it was a simple like switch, and I could see it, two-wheel drive, four-wheel drive. I did a little research here coming in. I don't know where mine is. I seem so dumb, but do I go to the manual? Is that like the best way to find it?
In the case of the RAV4, if your vehicle is all-wheel drive, and it probably is, you're good. There may be a snow mode that's worth engaging. You can save the car's computer the trouble of determining what kind of surface you're crossing. And that's another thing people should check out, too. If there is a snow mode that you can engage, go ahead and do that.
Okay, because it'll try and sense for me, but why don't we just take the guessing game out of the equation is what you're saying.
Exactly.
Okay, so that's on a lot of the newer cars. Sometimes I see that my car has a little like snow graphic, and it says it might be icy, and I'm like, well, thank you, car. I didn't know that. Boy, I'm not making myself seem like a car expert on this show. That's why I have you here, Tom. So if people are, you know, it's probably too late to buy a car before the snowstorm, but as people go through, maybe they're going to be driving on Friday, hopefully not, but Thursday, Friday, they realize there's not some great performance with their vehicles. What are some good cars to consider this year for operating in the snow?
Virtually any small crossover or mid-sized crossover available now is available with all-wheel drive, and that system is pretty good. When you get to premium vehicles, especially Mercedes, BMW, Audi, these have very advanced all-wheel drive systems that are even better in the snow. But for an affordable vehicle in the snow, the all-wheel drive system in Subarus is especially good. A lot of systems simply shunt power to a wheel that has traction. The Subaru system actually sends power all the time to all four wheels. It's a very effective system, and it's surprisingly good in snow.
Oh, wait, I see. So the other ones, it has some sort of sensing on which tire is making the best contact with the ground and propelling the car forward and puts more power there, which is one way to do it. But by sending the power equally to the tires, you're more likely to give them all traction.
That's correct, yeah. And the Super System is a little bit more sophisticated than that sounds like, but that is exactly how it works.
I'm not surprised it's more sophisticated than I made it sound. What about tires? is there something we should be looking at on our tires, like for treading? I mean, for anything that we can do here in the next couple of days to make sure we're in good shape?
Yeah, the best thing you can do at this point, if you don't have time to go out and get tires, which would be problematic now, I think a lot of places are probably busy with the snowstorm coming, is to make sure your tires are properly inflated. And this is an interesting thing, but if you have two or three tires that are the same pressure and one that isn't, it will confuse your all-wheel drive system.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because the diameter of the wheel effectively changes as your tire pressure changes or drops, and it will affect how that works. You're probably going to be fine, but it's not going to work as well if your tires are all the same pressure.
Now, I know how to get more air in my tires, and I know what the PSI is, but I know, and literally I had to look this up a couple weeks ago about where it was written down in my car. Can you refresh people where, if they don't know what tire pressure they should have on their vehicles, where they can find it?
Yeah, it's in the owner's manual, and then in the door jamb, the driver's side door jamb, there's a sticker usually on the side, and it's usually placed there really sloppily for some reason, but that has the pressure you should have all four of your tires at,
all right,
posted on it.
And I know a lot of the gas stations that have those air pressure machines, some of them now will actually tell you what the PSI is as you inflate it, which is super helpful.
It is handy. Those are super... You have to wait forever to do it, but it's worth doing. You want to get your pressure up. And unfortunately, everyone charges for that air now, too.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I did. Let's talk about batteries. We are followed by a cold snap. Anything we can be doing before the holiday weekend? How old is too old of a battery? Like, what are your car preps for real cold weather?
My rule of thumb is in Chicago or north of Chicago, after three winters, you should seriously consider replacing your battery, especially if it's the battery that was there from when your vehicle was new. Those batteries are designed to be smaller and lighter and not necessarily long-lived. At this point, you can't do much to batteries. Modern era batteries can't be, you can't add water anymore. You can't check anything. So the best thing you can do is park indoors if you can do that. Check an hour or two beforehand if you're going someplace just in case, because your battery may not work if it's 3 or 4 years old.
Yeah, and when we had the polar vortices of 2019, I believe, I had a different car, and luckily I had just gotten the battery replaced. I lucked out on it, but I still went out there like every 8 hours to run it for a little while. Probably not great for the carbon footprint, and it actually sounds like an old wives' tale. So is that at all helpful?
Yeah, that's a great thing to do, actually, because you're charging the battery. The battery is slowly going to slip over as it gets colder and colder. And the thing that may happen, too, is we hit wind chills, not wind chills, but just a static temperature below, you know, minus 10 or so, however cold we're getting, the battery is going to degrade. As it gets warmer, your battery may come back to life.
Okay.
So At the worst of the snowstorm, at the worst of the cold, your battery may fail, but it may come back.
Okay, come back to life. I like that. 773 wants to know, sliding doors on minivans always freeze up with moisture. What can be placed on the door track so the sliding doors don't freeze up? Any ideas?
We used to use lithium, but I think that clogs up a little bit. Any kind of natural oil would probably work fine. Like motor oil is a great thing to drip in there.
Not olive oil with a little rosemary?
Probably not. It might smell better.
Yeah, there you go. Any other final tips you got for people here as they get ready for what could be a difficult couple days?
Yeah, one bad thing that's probably going to happen is in some places we're going to see that the ground is wet right because of the snow right before it gets seriously cold. So we're going to have that ice under snow situation, which is really bad at intersections. So just brake early and try your brakes a lot. Everyone's going to be going slow anyway, so just keep sampling your brakes to know that you understand the surface of the road.
All right, sounds good. Tom Appel, Consumer Automotive. Where can people find what you do and what you do?
Yeah, check us out at consumerguide.com, and if you're bored, you want to be amused, check me out on Twitter. I'm Car Guy Tom.
you got a good Twitter. You were following the chronicle of a car being towed that was still running today.
Yeah, what was that?
I don't know. But
I don't either.
Yeah, quirky car things. Go follow. We'll give us that Twitter one more time, Tom.
Yeah, car_guy_Tom.
All right, great stuff. Tom Appel, thanks for joining us, okay?
Thank you.
Let's take a quick break. We'll chat a little bit more before news from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom after this on WGN.